Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You know what we're going to do here? Dr. Pressman is with us now, and I don't want to keep him waiting. So we're going to bring him on now, if that's okay. Dr. Ari Pressman is with the Orthopedic Group. He's an orthopedic surgeon, and it's time for our sports injury report. Dr. Pressman, thank you so much for joining us on short notice. I appreciate it.
No problem.
What exactly is a sprained AC shoulder joint that apparently is what Ben suffered on Saturday night?
So the shoulder is made of two major joints. There's one where the ball rotates. The second joint is up a little higher. If you put your hand on the top part of your shoulder, you're feeling your collarbone. And it's where the collarbone meets the shoulder blade around the back. That joint is the AC joint, or the acromioclavicular joint. And that's what he sprained.
Now, is it out of alignment? Is there a tissue issue there? Is there a ligament issue there? Exactly what is the injury, and why would that prevent? He did throw, but he said he couldn't throw the ball more than 10 yards. Why would that prevent him or sap his arm strength?
So the joint can be sprained at various different degrees. And what happens is the collarbone rides a little higher than the rest of the shoulder joint when that happens. When you're throwing, there's some force through that area, and you get a jar of pain up in the AC joint region. And he's had the injury a couple of times in the past.
Yes, he has.
And I think each time he flares it up, it gives him a little bit of a hard time throwing. I think probably a little higher incidence of incomplete passes, and certainly you could see him holding and tucking his arm in tight after the injury to try to keep that protected when he could.
Well, it was interesting because when they took him off, initially he had his arm across his abdomen. I thought maybe he's got a rib issue, but clearly it was the shoulder. When we think about his healing, and he has, and I distinctly remember missing at least one game with this, but as we think about his potential participation Sunday, is it something structural that would prevent him from throwing, or is it merely tolerating the pain?
Really, the key to that depends on that MRI that I think he's getting today, or maybe he's already had.
Yesterday, he did have it yesterday.
Yesterday. If it's just an aggravation of his pre-existing AC joint sprain, then he probably will be able to play next week. I think a week of rest, and you're back at it. If you think about having a recurrent ankle sprain, or something where your ankle is likely to roll, the first time you do it, you're down for a long time. But then you can subsequently just aggravate it a little, and if that happens, then I think you have to just give it some time to rest.
Now, again, last thing for you, Dr. Pressman, and again, I appreciate you very much being on the program. We've had John before, and you did a terrific job. He was able to throw the ball, and his velocity looked okay on the pass where Antonio Brown got injured. I mean, that thing had a lot of zip to it. Is there something structural that prevents him from throwing the ball? And what will the rest do? Will it just calm down the inflammation, and will his arm get stronger or his shoulder get stronger as the week goes on?
I think as the week goes on, the swelling settles down, and it will try to, the pain and his function will drift back to what he normally is at. If he just tweaked it a little bit, then I really do think he'll be able to play. If the MRI shows a dramatic new injury, or you talked about the grade of separation or the degree of separation, if that's changed a lot, then I don't think he'll be able to play for a number of weeks. And so we just have to keep our fingers crossed that he just aggravated the old injury. We certainly need him.
Definitely, yeah, I'd say so. One last thing. Is this, and we're all adults here, and everybody listening understands the NFL, is this an injury that you could treat with an anesthetic and for those shoot him up so that he could play, or would that render the arm useless at that point?
It's a difficult question to answer. It certainly is an injury that people in the past have shot up to decrease the pain for play. Obviously, that kind of treatment is not recommended in the big picture.
All right. Dr. Pressman, thank you so much. Appreciate you taking time out for your obviously busy day. We'll look forward to talking to you again in the future. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Okay, absolutely. That was our Sports Injury Report with Dr. Ari Pressman, brought to you by the Orthopedic Group. And we rely on the doctors there. We had someone on last week talking about D'Angelo Williams and his foot. We wanted to get the update there. So, I mean, it sounds promising, although we do not have the results of the MRI.